Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today, including the return of Hugh's holiday stocking. We'll tell you all about that. Santa Douglas over here. We'll get to you people later in the show, see what they're up to. A lot to discuss, including a big game tonight that we, and certainly I, after what I said a month ago, I'm going to have my eye on tonight, the Cowboys and the Lions. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I want to give a shout-out to everybody we went to the Flyers game with last night. It was a great time, man. It's always different, you know, different atmosphere going to the Flyers.
I had a lot of fun last night. We hit some goal-scoring bets.
What's different
bets.
About it?
What? Kyle.
He means the ice and the cold.
Oh, no, it was just different. Yeah. Gotcha. Let me just tell you. I'm going to paint a picture for you. Mm-hmm. Because I met y'all in, what was the name of the suite again? The
Showplace.
Showplace. Yeah. So I walk in, right, and people start looking at me like they thought I was lost.
Well, did you look lost?
I'm walking in and everybody's like, wait, hold up. The Sixers aren't playing tonight. What are you doing here? No, it was just different, man. There was a lot of white people.
Well, what did you expect?
I didn't know.
It's hockey.
I didn't know. I you know how, because when you go in the game, right, you go to the Sixers game, mm-hmm. and it's a cornucopia,
sure,
of different people, not the same.
Well, you know what,
at the Flyers game, but listen, that's not to say that everybody was nice.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah,
it was an awesome time. We had a ball. You two guys, that's the first time, because like we've hung out together, mm-hmm. but you two guys together at a hockey game?
We were hitting some goal-scoring bets, Hugh Douglas.
Man, listen.
We cleaned up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big night.
You guys
are... I'm officially a Bobby Brink guy, by the way. Bobby Brink, a player.
That was huge.
Guy's a player.
You guys don't know how to act in public, though, man.
Because we were booing the refs? No, you guys. In public?
No, potty mouths and yelling. Like, you got both of y'all.
I don't have a potty mouth.
Both of y'all were yelling.
That one call was a joke, and you know it. I mean, like, what am I supposed to do?
But... we're way up in the rafters, and y'all yelling like somebody could actually hear you.
Yes.
They can.
And you know what else I had epiphany about?
What's that?
It's funny, right, because we sat with a great group of people, mm-hmm. but they talked the whole night.
Yeah.
They were running their mouth the whole night.
They had a lot of stuff to say.
They had a lot of stuff to say, but it was funny because it's eerily similar to what we do on a daily basis.
They were doing their talk show.
Some nonsensical sports takes.
Well, I don't know about that people.
But... well, they were. Someone were, because I'm listening, because I'm like, damn, dude, buddy gonna talk the whole game.
Well, he had a lot of takes. Appreciate that.
And no, but I get it. But it just came full circle for me.
It's like the show was behind you.
Yes, and that's what we do on a daily basis. So with that being said, when we have our takes, think about the stupid ass takes that y'all have when y'all sitting at bars with your friends on a daily basis, and then couch that, because this is what we do as sports fans. We're fans. Just like everybody else is a fan. Mm-hmm. So when you sit there and you say something about what we say on the air or whatever, think about the stupid ass stuff you say when you go to the bar with your friend.
Well,
speaking of sports takes.
I'll transition.
Bring the show back like I took too much time.
hijacked the first 4 minutes.
I was just thinking about that, and I was just like, man, we are no different.
Yep.
All I'm saying, we are all like-minded. Yep. That's all I'm saying.
Speaking of stupid-ass takes, about a month ago, I said something that was considered a stupid-ass take. I sat here, I think it was Monday, November 3rd, and today is Thursday, December 4th, and I said...
Don't you do it, Joe.
Well, I said something. I said it loud, and I said it proud, Hugh Douglas. I said that the NFC East was over. In fact, we raised a banner in that the division was over. It was finished. And Kyle participated. We had a great time. A lot of our audience was on board. The NFC East was over. We cited the odds, and you... Yes, yes, I told you so. Douglas is back. You said you wouldn't participate, and it wasn't. Hugh, as we enter week 14 of the NFL, what a huge one tonight. The Dallas Cowboys, the Detroit Lions, I will be watching it for two reasons. One, obviously it's a big game, and it impacts everything with this Eagles season. But also, because I could look like a complete fool if the Dallas Cowboys win this football game tonight, and they continue to push the Eagles in the NFC. So here is where I'm at. I know there's a lot of people out there that want me to take back the take, right? That I mean, like, the day after I said it, people like, take it back. So I am not planning to do that. I'll consider everything over the course of the show. I'm not planning to do that right now. I have no plans to take back the take that the NFC East is over. But, Hugh, I'd be lying to you and to everyone if I didn't say my confidence was shaken a little bit. I have had shaken confidence the last 2 weeks with what's happened with the Dallas Cowboys winning three in a row, including the comeback over the Eagles, and then beating the Chiefs, and of course the Eagles losing to the Cowboys after being up 21-0, and then what we saw against the Bears. My confidence is shaken. I mean, I know the odds are still in the Eagles' favor, and they still have a great chance to finish this division, and I still believe they will. But Hugh, I'm not as confident or close to as confident as I was a month ago. Hugh Douglas, are you still confident that the Philadelphia Eagles will win the division?
First of all, allow me just one more long talking segment.
Well, we did one already.
Two in the first.
I had the Cowboys. I put them in my kiss the baby pool like weeks ago, right?
Yeah, yep. You did.
But I don't think they're dead.
Oh, they're
as
not
a matter
dead.
Of fact,
no, they're
as
alive.
As a matter of fact, I think they win tonight. Because it just feels... No,
oh,
I'm
man, oh, what no. are you doing to me?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you doing to me?
I speak my truth, man. And the reason why I say that is this. And I always couch it by saying in a small sampling size. They look pretty focused.
Yes.
On the carefully spliced together NFL Hard Knocks segment. Now, I will say that about potentially what the Dallas Cowboys look like. They spliced together a team out of all four teams, to be totally honest, look real focused. They look like they're having fun. That's the consensus. When I talk to my friends that watched it, my football playing friend, ex-football playing friends, and my friends that watch football, they all say the same thing. They look pretty cohesive.
Mm.
They look pretty cohesive.
Mm.
And they're playing good football right now.
I thought you were going to help make me feel better here. I mean,
but yeah,
not,
I think,
you're
but,
not.
But don't
you're
take
not.
It back.
You're not.
Because I'm going to help you out right here. I believe in the Philadelphia Eagles with my whole heart. Now, with that being said, somebody's probably in the car like, Hugh, why do you believe in Eagles? Because they haven't shown you anything, and you're right. They haven't. Haven't shown you a whole lot. But I do believe that with the current situation that they're in, Joe, if they execute better, because you can't change – the concepts of the offense, anything that like that, but if you execute better, you are wildly more talented than most teams you're going to face on any given Sunday.
Well, they are, and they should be, and they're favored to win on Monday, and they'll be favored to win over the Raiders, and they'll be favored to beat the Commanders twice. The Eagles should finish this, but I can't pretend I'm as confident in the Eagles finishing this as I was 4 weeks ago. I mean, 4 weeks ago, we raised a banner. I don't even know what happens if you raise a banner and then that you can't keep the banner up. We have to have a banner removal show? Like, I've never said, I don't know how this works.
Said, I don't know what to
do. I don't know what the protocol is.
I don't know what to do.
So, first of all,
you
the
just
Eagles.
Roll it back up.
Oh, yeah. Just put it back in the closet.
Simple fix.
Pretend it never happened. All right. 215-592-9494. Are you confident? Are you still confident that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to win the NFC?
I still believe.
Yeah, I
doesn't
still.
Doesn't sound like you do.
No, I know.
I do believe. Well, I'm just
the
realist.
You know, the Cowboys winning tonight does not help the situation.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
But the Cowboys, I mean.
This is their toughest game left on paper.
They're rolling, though.
I know.
But we are.
That's why I'm shaking today.
We are the masters of our destiny still. See, I would feel different.
I'm not sure about that.
We are. All the guy would do is win, what, four?
Well, so the Eagles' magic number is four. So that is a combination of Eagles wins, Cowboys losses.
Yeah.
If the Eagles win four, the Cowboys could win out and it doesn't matter.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So we are in this is where
you think
this
team's winning 4-5?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
Because you know what? And I'm going to say this, and somebody said, they're going to call me an idiot. I know. I mean, but I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. You're going to win them because you have to.
Oh, sure. That's the way this works.
No, because we are on the precipice right now. Just felt like using that word this morning, precipice. Of it, you have to get it done because we all know what's coming.
Yeah,
we know. Like for real, this is one of those situations in your job where if you have a deadline. And you don't meet that deadline, you already know what's going on the other side of that. You not
angry
that
boss
deadline.
Is
yeah,
on the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, you already know what's on the other side of that. And you've dug in as Eagles. The Eagles have dug in. They're not changing anything. Coach Sirianni was steadfast about that. So you only have one alternative. Win. At all costs.
Well, they better win, and they better figure this out. 215-592. What are you doing? You okay? Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't call nobody. Stop.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know how to do this, man. This is the new iPad.
You're calling friends during the show?
I'm not calling anybody.
I heard her voice.
No, but I don't know how to work this new iPad.
Bring it back to the store after the show. 215-592.
I need to talk to the IT 9490.
We need to turn your mic off. All right, let's hear from some Eagles here who are trying to make me feel better because obviously there's two parts to this. Part number one, here's what's changed in the last month. The Cowboys have woken up, right? That's obvious. The Cowboys have woken up. They're playing good football. The other thing that's happened is the Eagles have started to play poor football. It's catching up to them. And there's vibes here. Let's not pretend there's not. There's vibes to 2023. But Jordan Mailata, he said, no, not close to it. Here's Mailata on the Jordan Mailata Show on Monday.
Man, I'll tell you right now, this is nowhere near close to 2023. So let's put that in the, let's nip that in the bud right there. This is at least as a player in the locker room, I was part of the 2023 team and part of this team. It's nowhere near. Nowhere near.
How so?
I'm telling you now, the way we go about the practice, the detail, although we're not winning games, I shouldn't even say that. We've won 8 games.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even say that. You know, and I think just the way we attack every day with the attention to detail, some would say, I would probably say the detail right now is our in-game execution. Right, that is lacking. We can go back to practice, and that'll probably be a big emphasis of putting ourselves in these situations where they keep hurting us in games, and that's all you can do. And I feel like that wasn't there in 23. It's there this year. The coaching technique, it's there this year. It wasn't there in 23. So I just think I want to dead it, if you didn't know where that came from. Dead it. I'm gonna dead it. right then and there. This is not a, I mean, maybe as a fan, but I can tell you now as a player, this is completely different to 2023. That's like, I don't even want to go there.
Well, so I appreciate him saying that. I appreciate him.
You don't believe it, though.
Feeling
it.
Well, he can feel that within the locker room, right? He could feel that within their meetings. There are signs of it. Like, the similarities are hard to ignore, right? Like, they've got a great record to start, but there were signs the team wasn't as great, just like that season. There were signs, they weren't really a 10-1 team with a 10-1 record. This year was 8-2. And there's also one part of the team that stunk. In 2023, it was the defense, and it caught up to them. This year, it looks like the offense. So he could say it's not like that, and I hope he's right. And I'm sure I believe him. I believe they don't feel that. But there are signs there. All right, Sirianni also spoke about it because it's the elephant in the room. Is this 23 all over again where they're up big, including they were up big on the Cowboys in 23 in the division? I think they beat the Cowboys in a November game here. Wasn't that the game where Brandon Graham pushed Dak Prescott out of bounds right before he scored?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, right. They won that game. It was a great game, and they were up like three or four games.
They tried to lose it, though.
Well, they did, but they won it.
Yep.
But and they were up big on the Cowboys, and it seemed like the division was over. We did that whole thing. So that similarity is there, too. Here's Sirianni on the lessons they learned from 23 to now.
I'm sure you've heard the comparisons between this season and 2023. Not sure what you make of those, but when you think back to that 23 season, are there some lessons you take from it to avoid a similar outcome this year?
Yeah, I think that all the lessons, I think you saw a lot of that. The lessons we learned in 23 resulted in kind of what happened last year. So, of course, you always take lessons in everything of, you know, win, lose, or draw. You're always constantly trying to learn and get better. Sometimes that sting of the loss or, like you said, the 2023 season has even more impact, which is why I'm grateful for adversity and looking for an opportunity to get better from the adversity. And I think that most definitely those have lasting lessons. Won't be specific about it. I have a very specific thoughts of and written down of exactly what we learned and how we learned it and what we did for that. And so, you know, obviously that those lumps that you take, if you allow them to, can knock you down and keep you down, or those lumps that you take can, you know, let you rise up above everything.
All right, so Sirianni talking about the lessons. He even wrote them down, maybe in a notebook like Hugh Douglas's. So hopefully they work and they figure this thing out. 215.
Now you see my new notepad.
Well, that's a tiny notepad.
Got a tiny notepad.
Are we using that instead of the iPad because of the iPad issues?
Well, I need to figure it out, man.
iPad synced to your phone. This is the issue. That's why calls are coming through on the iPad.
No,
you
like,
have to
it was
disconnect
telling me,
it.
Yeah, it
do,
was telling
do people
me
know
call,
that you're on the air from 10 to 2? Or?
No, I was telling me
oh,
to
you're
call
calling people.
People.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I guess that it heard me say a name, and I didn't say the name.
Yeah, well, you must have said something. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you still confident the Eagles win the NFCs? Kyle, where are you at? As the Eagles are up, they're still the favorite, but this thing's gotten tighter.
I need you to stand tall, Joe.
Okay.
The people need you to stand tall. You know, this city, this fan base, they look to you.
Right.
As the voice of reason.
And for guarantees.
And for guarantees all
right.
the time. Nobody
yep.
ever calls you a jinx or
right.
anything.
Nope.
I can't trust you.
What'd
to
you
lead
mean?
The charge
I mean, of course not.
I can't
came
get a read
proud,
on this guy.
And then you said, you're like, well, the Cowboys are going to win tonight.
I mean, they are.
You cut our legs out from under us.
No, I mean, I just feel that. I feel like they're going to win.
All right. Well, that's why I can't follow you into battle. I mean,
what do you mean?
You know, you might have once been that guy. You're not that guy anymore, man.
I don't understand. How...
I see you quivering. You're shaking.
I'm quivering.
Not working for me.
I'm quivering.
You
not
might as well have
me.
Walked in here with a 10-gallon hat today yeah. saying the Cowboys are going to win this game. I mean, come on.
And the boots and the stirrups. Yeah,
but
man.
I'm not a Cowboys fan. I just feel like they're riding a wave right now, man.
Right. Yeah. I can't have that. I can't have that talk. I just, look,
you
call
want,
it coping.
You don't want truth talk?
No.
That's what we're doing?
No, not when it comes to the Eagles and Cowboys, yeah. man. Yeah. Screw logic.
No.
Just tell me everything's going to be okay. Give me a warm glass of milk. Talk me in.
That sounds crazy. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. This is going to be a fight to the end.
No one wants
look,
that.
I think
that's what it's going
to
be.
I think it is going to take like another monumental epic collapse a la 2023 for this thing to really go off the rails. I just refuse to believe that's going to happen.
See, because listen, fellas, and this is why I feel like the Eagles have no other recourse but to win out. This is, even though they're holding it together.
Barely.
But they're holding, it's held together.
Yeah, scotch tape and bubble gum.
What's that meme where the dude sitting in the room and it's on fire and he said, I'm fine?
Oh, this is fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
Yeah, everything's burning around them.
Because you have to. Because we all know. Listen, we cannot. I refuse to believe that we go on a three-game losing streak because we will not be able to survive that.
Oh, geez. Well, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, they better win. But also, we could use a loss tonight by the Cowboys. All right, 215-592-9494.
We've lost that luxury, Joe.
Yeah. This is the conversation we need to have today. Are you still confident the Eagles will win the NFC East? A month ago, we raised a banner on this show. And I'm staring up at that banner today, and I am shaking a little bit. The banner's staying up. I'm not taking it down until they tell us to. But I am shaking a little bit on this division. Hugh Douglas, confident, yet walking in here with a 10-gallon hat telling me the Cowboys are going to win tonight. Where do you come down? Do you still feel confident the Eagles win the NFCs? Chris in Middletown, up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Joe, Let me tell you something. I'm not letting you stand alone, my friend.
Thank you, Chris.
When you raised that banner, I was the first caller that
day.
I stood proudly with you waving the flag. And you know what? We're still doing it, Joe. We're standing proud. We're like Nick
Loud and
Sirianni.
Proud, Chris.
We're like Nick Sirianni. We're doubling down. We're not backing away. Look, when you run through some adversity in life, it's the soft people that will just bend a knee and quit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not quitting. We're champions. We're leaders, Joe. We lead from the front. We take that fire on, and we don't flinch. We keep putting one foot in front of another and driving on until the mission is complete, which it's going to be. You know, Nick's got Hugh's notepad out, so he's locked in. He knows what's going on right now. We're good. We're going to be the first. Stay with me, Hugh. Mm-hmm. Back to back. We know
back
part
to back.
Two.
So I'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
2004. I'm not flinching. To all those loser Dallas cockroaches out there, little boy Jimmy, hope you got your ears on, you fraud. All of them are puffing out their chests and they think they're tough. No, you know what just happened? The calendar flipped to December.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in the cold, certain things shrivel up. Pause. The little boys from Dallas notoriously tighten up and shrink down, and their small size is revealed during this cold weather season of December. So, going a little too much here, Kyle. But it's time, guys. This is what it's all about. You fraud Cowboy fans. All of you out there in the Delaware Valley, call in today. Call us wrong because we're taking names, Hugh Douglas. We're taking names. We're petty. We're going to run it in their face. Hey, speaking of petty, did you notice at James Franklin's press conference, Hugh, he had crumble cookies out? Just saying. But let me digress.
Yeah, crumble cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hugh.
Yes.
I got a request, though. Please. Okay.
Yes.
Can you do this for Chris in Middletown?
What you got?
For Christmas sake, can you please turn off that damn iPad? All right.
I don't know how to do it.
You just turn it off.
Well, I got it. I'm trying to navigate the new.
Maybe that's for after 2 o'clock.
It got the new chip. It got the.
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Chip.
Not working.
Hugh, help me out here, please.
Yes.
I don't need you giving Bobby Blue Jeans any more ammunition. I need you to lay low.
Yeah.
Lay low. Be good. Let Kyle and that disgusting thing on his lip do all the, you know, sticking the neck out there.
Excuse me?
For a little while.
What'd you just say?
Thanks,
all right, Chris. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah. I mean, I've told
somebody doesn't want to get on the air Friday.
I've told Hugh to lay low, and he's got the iPad out. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Jim in Bucks County. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I hate to say it, but I think the Eagles are done because of the collapse has already started. And it started back with the tweets. And they didn't handle that correctly. Sirianni lost the locker room, I believe, when that happened. And, you know, there was no support for Jalen when all that happened.
Mm.
You know, everybody made him out to be the bad guy, and it just persists. And I hate to say it, but the Cowboys are on fire right now. And that drives me up a wall, that they're playing so well and we look like the way we look. And I think we're going to lose Monday because Sirianni has said that they're not changing anything. So if the teams already know what we're going to do and it's already been proven that defenses know what we're going to run, how is that going to help us?
Yeah, it's not, Jim, it's not. It's going to be really hard to score points against good defenses. You know, like the when the Raiders come in here 2 weeks, the Eagles will win that game because the Raiders are horrendous. But when they play the Chargers and the Bills, and even I think the Commanders, because they're division games, they're going to be challenging. It's going to be a challenge down the stretch other than that Raider game. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, and for Sirianni to come out, and I understand he's got to support his offensive coordinator. I understand that. But to come out and say, we're not changing anything, like, bro, come on. Like, we're in, what, week 13 coming up? And obviously the defenses have us figured out. And we're not innovated. Like, the Bears look so organized with their motions, and they had multiple motions. We can't even do one motion without a false start.
I know. I mean, Ben Johnson coached circles around us. Jim, we appreciate the phone call, man. 215-592-9494. What's your confidence level in the Eagles winning the NFC? Do you still believe it? Are you still confident the Eagles will win this division?
Yes.
You say it, but then you got the Cowboys winning tonight.
No, because, listen.
Ah! Not good! I am sweating.
I see you still riding that emotional high from last night.
Well, we had some goal scoring.
Here's the thing, Joe, and this is how you have to look at it. Let me help the fans out today. We are still in control of our destiny.
But it's like a ship that's trying to get to shore, and we're taking on water here.
Now, as far as the concepts are concerned for this football team, we're not going to change those. We can't change those. Mm-hmm. As far as Coach Sirianni, but doubling down to defend his offensive coordinator, he had to do that because he signed off on him. He believes in him. So it's a lot to unpack with this.
Yeah, there is. Let's unpack it. And should I take back the take? I will. I will consider everyone's opinion on this today. If you want me to take back the take that the NFC East is over, I will take it under consideration. 215-592-9494. Let's talk through this. Eagles, Cowboys, NFCs, who wins? A bold statement as well by Peter Schrager about the Cowboys. We'll let you hear that next. And we'll tell you all about Hughes Holiday Stocking, which will begin later in the show today. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you can't expect to handle a long drive if you're starting every morning in bad field position. And a worn-out mattress will do that to you fast. Lucky for you, you get lucky today, people. The Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now, with warehouse-wide savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off top brand names you know and love. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With Queen mattresses starting at just $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget. Whether you're upgrading your own setup or you're getting the house ready for holiday guests, let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology diagnostic team take care of you and take the guesswork out of choosing what's your next mattress. You'll find the perfect fit. Plus, this is the plus, people, 0% interest financing, free next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1 year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why would you shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com, MattressWarehouse.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.